Perek Samach Hei. Neymar Mayoni Yeshua. It's all Pesach Torah, even though he doesn't say the word Pesach here, you'll see. Ba'osim Dvar Beficha, Sel Yodai Kisisicha, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is going to explain this pasuk. What is the tzil? What is this shadow that we live under? There's a shadow, the shade of Hashem's hands through which He plants heaven and earth, and that somehow the redemption of Leimel Tzion Amiato, Hashem's people returning to the land. How is this all connected? The tzel. So Yaakov Moshe explains, Haslolim, it's not just tzel, there are tzlolim. It means that there are different shadows. But really what it means is that there are two purposes that shade or shadows serve. Yesh shaboy mitzad hamastirim. Yeshaboy mitzad hamastirim. What does it mean mitzad hamastirim? On the one hand, the shadow conceals and hides. It makes it difficult to see. It blocks. Shiroitzim lahastir sa'or. That's what shade or the shadow does. It conceals it. It hides the intensity of the light. But of course, at the same time, tzel serves the purpose of making it possible for one to enjoy the light. The light itself is too intense, and one cannot be directly exposed to the light. So the purpose in that case of the tzel is to enable the person to enjoy being in the shade. By being in the shade, I'm able to have access to the sunlight, but it doesn't burn me, it doesn't destroy me, it doesn't confuse me. So, tzel conceals and reveals. That's what it does. Ki b'lo tzel, e'ef shalit b'sesar. Because without the shade, or the shadow, it would be impossible to have any connection to that light, to be able to grasp the light. Bipnei Godel Zaharo, because of its shining brilliance. This goes back, of course, to how Hashem created the world. Existence is in a shadow. What we're living in is the shade of the light of Hashem. Obviously, we can't live exposed to the Or Ein Sof, the infinite light of God, because there can't be a world that would experience itself and feel itself as being separate, and we couldn't have free choice if we would live in that light. So all of life is being lived in that shadow, in the shade of Hashem's light, which on the one hand conceals Hashem, but on the other hand makes it possible to have a relationship with Him that doesn't destroy us, that doesn't wipe us out. And that goes back to creation. Kein mashenema v'yarlu kimus or kitov. So what happened to that wonderful light of creation? Ve'alakim is or kitov. But of course the Gemara says, and Rashi brings down there, Rosh Ein Ha'olam Kedailo. The world couldn't have this light. The world was unworthy of such light. Unworthy here doesn't mean that the world is sinful, but it means that the world can't exist in such light because of our unworthiness, because we're not in such a madrig. We can't live in such light. Ve'omad ve'gonzal et tzadikim la'asalavon. So it's hidden for the tzaddikim la'asod lava for the future. But as all the Svarim explained, it doesn't mean that that light doesn't exist now. It means that that light is covered, is shaded, is al tzimtzum, is that hastar. And that he doesn't use the language of Kabbalah here, but of course it's referring to the tzimtzum of creation itself. The tzimtzum of Hashem's light, the constriction and concealment of Hashem's light, doesn't mean that the light of the infinite light of Hashem does not fill all of creation. Ani Hashem lo shinisi. Everything is now as it was before creation, but there's shade, there's covering. So we don't see that, we don't experience that. It seems to us as if we have our own independent, separate existence, and we don't see God. And there are many, many people that don't believe that God exists. Ad kedei kach. Can that shade cover and conceal and confuse? But at the same time, it makes it possible to have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shlo ha'ev shala sigo b'lo ha'nartek shalom. It was impossible to be masig the light of Hashem without that covering. V'chemash sha'amru Amr Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amr Rabbi Yonason ben Tzalel. The Mishkan, of course, was designed by Bezalel, and his name is Bezalel Kel, as Chazal tell us. His name means in the shadow or in the shade of Hashem. Bezalel, Al Shem Chachmasa Nikra. So the Gemara says Al Shem Chachmasa, the Chachma of Bezalel. What's the Chachma of Bezalel? How could anybody have greater Chachma than Moshe Rabbeinu? What's the Chachma of Bezalel? B'shosh, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. The Chachma is, and this is obviously what qualified him to take care of the Mishkan. B'shosh, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Leich Emel Ola Bezalel Asei L'Mishkan Aron V'Kelem. So I'm sure you all remember this Gemara, that when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to go command Bezalel, Aseli, to make a Mishkan and the Aron and the Kelim, Halach Moshe v'hofach, Moshe Rabbeinu reversed the order, v'omlo Asei Aron Kelim u'Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu said to make the Aron first, the Kelim and the Mishkan. Hashem told Moshe to tell Bezalel, Mishkan, Aron, Kelim. And Moshe Rabbeinu says Aron first. Aron, Kelim, Mishkan. So why was Moshe Rabbeinu determined to give over that the Aron should be created? The Aron should be built. And then the Mishkan. What Bezalel actually, in the end, did was that he ignored Moshe Rabbeinu's nusach, and he went ahead with what needed to take place, and that the Aron would be in later, would be made later. So Amalai, Moshe Rabbeinu, min hagash shel olam adam b'ina bayis, v'achakech machnas l'soicha kelim. So Bezalel was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem as well, Hashem is saying also, that the minhag shel olam is that first a person builds a bayis, you build the place, the Mishkan, you build the house, and v'achakech machnas l'soicha kelim, and into the house you furnish the place, then you bring the kelim. V'ata'ima aseli aron, the kelim mishkan. And you went ahead and you're going ahead and you're telling Bezalel, this is what Bezalel is saying, you're telling me that I should first make the Aron, I should first make the furniture, the Aron, and not the Mishkan. Kelim shani yosel hechenach nisa. You're telling me to build an Aron and to make Kelim, and where am I going to put him in storage? What is this? Shemakach omel hakadosh baruch hu. Maybe what Hashem actually told you, in all due respect, maybe what Hashem really told you was, I say Mishkan Aron v'Kelim. To build a Mishkan first, and then the Aron, and then the Kelim. So Moshe Rabbeinu responded to that by saying, Omle Shema Bezalel Kel, Hayisa V'yadata. He said, ah, Shema, which means you're a person, your name is Bezalel because Bezalel Kel. Because you understand the Tzel. You live in that place of the Tzel. Moshe Rabbeinu lives in the place of the Or. Bezalel is in the place of the Tzel, of the shade. That's this fascinating conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel. So what does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Or. He lived from the moment he was born. Nismale Habayis Or, that the home was filled with light. Moshe Rabbeinu's light. And on his Madrega, he wanted that the Aron should be first. The Aron is the Isis Or, Or Nun, the light of the 50th level. That's Aron. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that that light should be unleashed into the world. The Or, not filtered. Or. Moshe Rabbeinu was in such a place. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Bezalel says that's not the minhaga shel olam. That's not the custom of the world. He wasn't only saying that's not like what the olam does. He was saying that's not this world. You're an otherworldly person. If the Mishkan is being built, there should be a dir betachtonim for this world, for us in this world. And we live in. We can only live in the shade. We can't live that way. It's not going to help us. It's not going to bring us close to Hashem. We'll just be destroyed by it. So the Menhag Shel Olam is that slowly there are tzimtzumim until finally there could be esgalus of Or, but there has to be coverings and coverings until that Or could be brought into the world, and then it could be enjoyed and experienced. Habiyah b'zeh, k'atachlis shu saif ha-maiseh, or l'tchila b'machshav. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu lived in the place of ola b'machshav v'tchila. Moshe Rabbeinu lived in the tachlis. He lived in the tachlis. That's what he was looking at. That's what he saw. And the tachlis is the infinite light of Hashem. And he wanted that tachlis to be revealed immediately. We see this also with Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of Parsha Shmos. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes kivyocha with a tiny tasha, he says, "Lama hari ois lama ze lama ze shlachtani, me oz bas yel paro her lama ze." Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Why have you done this to the people? Why have you done such a thing?" He said, "Tasha, since you sent me, it hasn't gotten better for them." Because Paro made the gezeira, it hasn't gotten better. And then Parshas Ve'era begins, and Ve'era, Al Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Bekel Shin Dalad Yud. Shin Dalad Yud is a name that means what? It means Tzimtzum. What's Tzimtzum? Shadaylo. Shadayli Boilami. In other words, Hashem's Baruch responds to Moshe Rabbeinu's Taina that I created the world in a way of Tzimtzum, of constriction, of hiding, of shade. Moshe Rabbeinu came with the light of redemption. And his mahalach is, no, what's going on over here? Why is it getting worse? Like, why is there this darkness? I was sent to reveal the light of Hashem to Am Yisrael. Mitzrayim should be blown away by that, and we should be leaving and going to Eretz Yisrael. We should be setting up Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Like, what's happening over here? May Oz Bosi Al Paro. And even in the word Oz, which is the Aleph, the Zayin says Roichev Al HaZayin, like Oz Yoshua, the Oz is 8. The Aleph is riding upon the Zayin, the 7, because that's the world of Yovel, the world of 8, which is beyond this world. And Moshe Rabbeinu's Tain is May Oz Bosi Al Paro. Same thing as Oz Yoshua. The song was the song of the future. Moshe Rabbeinu's vision was of something beyond. And therefore his Tain is May Oz Bosi Al Paro. That since I came to Paro, the Dabishmach, they speak in your name. I don't see the Seif Maisa. I don't see the results of why I was sent. It hasn't worked. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, like many parents want, should be alamako, immediate results. Everything should be just right. Because Moshe Rabbeinu lived in that world of Nismali Habayis Oyer, of light. And therefore everything should be the way it's supposed to be. And the Baruch Shalom says to Moshe Rabbeinu, take it easy, take it easy. You're a very great person, but Ve'era, and Chazal say, Ve'era, it's Chaval al da'avim lo mishtachin. The Baruch Shalom says, I used to have an Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov in the world. They understood what? the name Shin Dalad Yud, Bekel Shin Dalad Yud. Shin Dalad Yud means that there's sims. Die, die, die. That's not how my light is going to be revealed in this world in such a way. Miyad, in such a powerful way. It doesn't go like that. Parents are very disappointed when their kid's not, you know, he's, like every day I talk to another parent and I don't understand why. My kid doesn't want to go to shul. I said, how old is your kid? He said, he's already 6 years old. Doesn't want to go to shul. I said, yeah, you're 45. You also don't want to go to shul. You just don't want to say that to anybody. That's why you come 50 minutes late and leave 20 minutes early and you go to kiddush school. So your kid's just more honest than you are. It's the chilek. So he's 6 years old. He doesn't want to go to shul. Yeah. Why would he want to go to shul? To stand with a couple of men that are mumbling to the wall. That's what it looks like to him. So you have a... No, because he wants... He says, okay, maybe I'm not a tzaddik, but I want my son to be Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you understand? He's not on track with Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So the Baruch Shalom says, take it easy, you know? There's a Mishkan. Eventually, Soif Ma'aseh, Machshava Tchila. Eventually, there'll be an Oren. But the Machshava of Moshe Rabbeinu is an Oilema Machshava. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted there should be his Galus of Or, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. Or, like that. And that can't be. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is explaining. Habib is a kiatachlish who's safe a maise, elu tchila b'machshova. Safe maise, machshova tchila. Chosidra maise, mevim ala tachlis, oilum achakach machshova el yoyna. It's all the machshova el yoyna, but the seder ha-maisim of this world is that it's gradual. It's not in one shot. It's not the Or Ein Sof. It's with tzalolim, with shadows, shade. Moshe shahaya kolu b'machshav to shalgash baruch hu. Moshe b'na lived in the machshav of Hashem. Moshe b'na didn't have to eat or drink. He goes up there 40 days. He's a mamish in a different world. He's an ish elokim. He doesn't really have much tolerance for people who need time. Moshe b'na doesn't have. He covered his face, and his face himself was shining with light. And Bnei Yisrael couldn't even look at his face without there being coverings, let alone a God's face. His face needed to be covered. So here gives tchila by Siyas Akela. Rav Shagam Yipiv Shalgan Shabaruch Hashem Ala Mishkan Tchil. So even though he heard from Hashem's mouth, you know, there needs to be coverings, you have to have a Mishkan, there has to be kinds of curtains and coverings. But even though we heard that, but in his world, in his mind, it came out the tachlis. The tachlis is the kelim, is avodah, is the or, is the orin. Afshagam yipiv shakash baruch hashem ala mishkan tchila lahoya ze ele mitzad ha-maisa. That's mitzad ha-maisa, practical, but it's chaval. U'ma shomu lebetzalo hayu mitzad ha-mashova. So what Moshe Ben has said to Moshe Rabbeinu heard from Hashem mitzad ha-maisa, but he said over to Bezalel mitzad ha-machshava, because that was the fire that he had inside of him, was the machshava of Hashem, which is the kelim and the aron. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says to Bezalel. Ah, you live Bezalel kel. You live in that world of shadows, of shade. That's your madrega, which is the maisa. Not the machshava, not the or, not that olam machshava. Ki be'emes il moli hatzel, ha'yevshe shagam ha'maisi yekfi ha'seder shel ha'machshava. If not for the tzel, for the tzimtzum of how Hashem created the world, it would be possible shagam ha'maisi yekfi ha'seder shel ha'machshava, that there should be, that the maisi should be kefi ha'machshava, it should be right away kefi ha'machshava. In the full light of the machshava, everything should stim. The ma'isi in the machshava should be now and should be clear. Elis zel mipchinas hadin, shein ha'olam kedai l'zeh. That's perfection, and ein ha'olam kedai l'zeh. I said a shmuz over last week to some of the chaver here that you all know that the kotzker was. Right? The Kotzker was emes, uncompromising truth, and he couldn't bear. He couldn't. Mamish couldn't be soivel. anything that smelled of anything that was not 100% true. Akedah Karchti, you know, he spent the last 20 years of his life away from everybody, locked in his room. Imamish couldn't be served. The only people that were allowed in were very few people. And when he would go outside of his room to get an aliyah, he covered his face. Akoska's emes was, and he saw that the world is an amud shikra, and he couldn't be in the world. Like Elyonovi, the Rabban explains that Elyonovi couldn't even, he was so disgusted with this world, he couldn't bear the thought of being buried in the earth, so Hashem and Rahmanis took him up like that. Berich Be'esh, he couldn't bear this world. The tzel, the covering, the concealment, everything's Elokus. And the world couldn't understand Moshe, and the world couldn't understand Eliyahu HaNavi. They were very similar. The story of the two of them is very similar. We're not going there right now. Ramesh couldn't take it. So the Kotzker was such a light. Emes. Now, some of you know who was his best friend, his closest friend. Who could be a friend with the Kotzker? Who was his closest friend? No?
Tzadik.
Reb Tzadik? No. Who the Kotzker's closest friend? The Reb Tzadik is later. Who is the Kotzker's dearest friend? Huh? He was by Reb Simcha Bonim. He was a Talmud. The Kotzker's closest friend was Reb Yitzchak Vorka. Reb Yitzchak Vorka was the hepech in temperament of the Kotzker. Everything about Reb Yitzchak Vorka was sweetness and gentleness. The most gentle soul. And nobody understood how the two of them got along with each other. They didn't only get along with each other, they were David and Yohannes of Mamash, the two of them. Reb Yitzchak Vorka and Reb Mendel Kosker, Mamash, David and Yohannes. Now they both came from the world of Pshischa. And Pshischa is Emes. So how is it possible that the Vorka and the Kotzker were like this? So there are two varts that the Chassidim used to say, and that were handed down over the generations. One vart is that Emes, they were both Emes, but like you have two trains, one is local, you know, that makes stops to pick up people along the way. And what's the other one called? This train?
Express.
As the Kotzker was express, not picking up anybody along the way to the truth. And Reb Yitzchak Vorka was a local, made stops to pick up people along the way to the truth. That's one vart Chassidim said. The sharper part of the Chassidim, that itself is a very sharp part, but the sharper part of the Chassidim was that the Kotzker was so much mamish meshugah with the truth that he couldn't stand, he couldn't bear anything that smelled of something that wasn't true. Reb Yitzchak Vorka was so meshugah, crazy in love with the truth that where every saw the tiniest drop of truth, he loved it, mamish. Where every saw the slightest trace of truth, he took it. He was happy. Same thing, on the way, a piece of the truth. It's a chosh of the thing. So we're talking Moshe Rabbeinu is that Indian of the Kotzker. That's the express. Wow, that Ur. And Bezalel is Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka. Also uncompromising truth. And the Tachlis is the Aron is the Tachlis. The Ur is the Tachlis. The infinite light of Hashem is the Tachlis. But in Hogashal Olam, the minig of this world, is that you make stops along the way. You take pieces of truth as you go, and you pick up on the shade and those colored and shaded revelations of Elokus in life and in the world. That's the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel. Now, of course, it's Eilu Ve'Eilu Devar Elokim Chayim, Yitzchak Vorka, and the Kotzker will be Paskin like. It's Eilu Ve'Eilu Devar Elokim Chayim. The two ways of thinking, two ways of living. But the Minhag HaShalom is not the Kotzker. The Minhag HaShalom is Yitzchak Vorka. That's the Maharsha's law. And especially nowadays, Mir Hashem, all of you will be parents. You better make sure that you go like Rabbi Yitzchak Vork and not like the Kotzker. There were in the past the Kotzker model could work. Even then, for the last 100 years, 150 years, if you're looking like Nakdama to the Chavis HaTalmid and the Rebbe is saying that this Mahalach doesn't work anymore. There was a big machlekes against the Kotzker B'shaitu B'zmanu, as you know that. It already began against, it was really with the Yidda Kodesh. There were already a lot of murmurings against the Yidda Kodesh, but the Olam was too afraid of the Yidda Kodesh to start up with him. But then when it was Shishka and Kotzker went full blast against, and the truth is that the Chedushim and Rabbi Yitzchak Vorker rescued the whole lineage of Kotzker and of Pshischa, rather of Pshischa. That's an interesting story in the history of Chassidus. It's not so much for now. But if not for the Chedushim and for Rabbi Yitzchak Vorker, Pshischa would have been put in the Chayim. That's what they wanted to do. The Ovi Yisrael, in the end, the Ovi Yisrael defended Pshischa, and that's because of the Chedushim and Rabbi Yitzchak Vorker. Because it's not the minhag shel olam. You think that the ones that were against the Kotzke didn't think the Kotzke was a tzaddik? Everybody knew the Kotzke was a tzaddik. Nobody was arguing that the Kotzke is not tzaddik yisod olam. They just said, "Hu einu minhag shel olam." Just like in the days of the Tanoim, it's Rabbi Meir is loyadu chaver l'teichel daito loyer l'seif daito loyadu chaver l'seif daito means that Rabbi Meir, his name is Or. I mean, that's what he was called. That wasn't his name, but he was called Meir. Because of the R. V'l'yardu chaver, we don't pass like Rabbi Meir. V'l'yardu chaver v'l'sayv da'itay. Einu min hagu shal oylam. So, I'm going to say something now that sounds very, very radical, but in this context, you'll understand it. The Emes says we don't pass like Moshe Rabbeinu either. Of course, everything's Moshe Rabbeinu. But, if not for Torah Shabbat Peh, with just Moshe Rabbeinu, just Torah Shebichsav, the world does not exist. There'd be no Yiddishkeit, there'd be nothing, there'd be nothing. It's because of Torah Shebal Peh. And Torah Shebal Peh is the tzel, is the shadow. As it comes, as it's filtered through the minds of the Chachamim, beginning with Yeshua, and the minds of the Chachamim, otherwise, Moshe Rabbeinu himself never came to Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu himself, his face was covered, Bnei Yisrael didn't really understand him, therefore, when he died, not everybody was, it wasn't like with him when Aaron died. Aaron's name has in it the letters, Or and Nun. Aaron's name is the name, Or and Nun. Now, Aaron is the beginning of Torah Shabbat Peh. And Aaron is the koyach of Ayyav Sabriyas, Makar from the Torah, Makar from the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was. Moshe Rabbeinu was too much. Moshe Rabbeinu had to go through the world of his brother, and the whole stalsis of Torah Shabbat Peh, in order that we should be able to be nan if or Moshe Rabbeinu. But then, of course, it's all halacha Moshe Mesina. It's all halacha Moshe Mesina. So when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was shown in the Gemara Menachos, he was shown a vision of the Shir of Rabbi Akiva, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand the Shir, and he had a chalishas das until one of the Talmidim asked, and then Rabbi Akiva said it's halacha Moshe Mesina, but it's Yashu Daito. So Rabbi Akiva said that it's halacha Moshe Mesina, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand the Shir. Where did this come from, this Torah? That's the deepest Gemara in all of Shas. But that's exactly what we're talking about. Rabbi Akiva is a lashon of bokeah, as yevoka kashacha oirich, is a bekiyas or, is Torah Shabbat Peh. Kula aliba the Rabbi Akiva. All the Rabbi Akiva is the world of Torah Shabbat Peh. And that itself had to travel through the whole stalsis of Rabbi Akiva, was a Ben Gerim, it came from Gerim, because the light of Moshe Rabbeinu is so strong that it could only be filtered through the other side, Mamas, the Sitrach. Rabbi Akiva comes from Gerim. Are you following this? Rabbi Akiva doesn't come. Rabbi Akiva came from outside. Because inside was so much or. After all that time, was still so much or. There couldn't be a Bekiyas or. It would totally destroy us. Only through Rabbi Akiva is a Lashon of Yibaka. Oz Yibaka. Oz is Aleph Zayin. It can only be through Rabbi Akiva. Yibaka is Akiva. Kashah Ha'er. It was the only need of Rabbi Akiva in the Haggadah also. So I'm going through right now. Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned, only Agav once in the whole Haggadah. It's only mentioned Agav. Not even because it's Le'inyan, it's in the Pasuk. But it's not. And all the Mepharshim say, Moshe Rabbeinu is not in Haggadah, the whole Haggadah is Moshe Rabbeinu. Oz Yibaka Chashach Ayubach. It had to go through the world of Rabbi Akiva and through Torah Shebaal Peh. Moshe Benu himself is, we couldn't look at his face. The smiley by his eye from the time that he was in the world. He wasn't even raised together with us. He was a world apart from us. It's a different, it's the machshava, tchilas, the other machshava. It's something else. All the machlokes in between Shammai and Hillel and Beis Shammai's Hillel will feed this Indian also. The Ur of Beis Shammai, which is the loss of love, the Arizal says we're going to pass in like loss of love, we're going to pass in like Beis Shammai. But in this world, there's no little female hugger shalom. And therefore, the same way you see that Moshe Rabbeinu said about himself, Lo ish devar manoichi, right? I'm not a man of words, meaning I can't communicate this to you. Lo ish devar manoichi, such a thing. Because Baruch Hu couldn't get someone that speaks. Lo ish devar manoichi. Shammai, the name Shammai is the Sefer Tevis, Lo ish devar manoichi, ish devar manoichi, Lo ish devar manoichi. Ish devar manoichi. Which is the lashon of Shammai, Shema, it's... We can't live with that. It's not something that we could feel in our lives in a way that's clear and certain. Hillel is a lashon of or. It's a lashon of or. That's why Hillel is the Rosh Tevis. Hu yelechol elokim. That's Aaron. Hu Hashem told Moshe Benah. Moshe Benah says, Lo ish devar manoichi. Ish devar manoichi is the Sefer Tevis. The last letter spells Shammai. But Moshe Benu says, Lo yisdor manoichi. You got the wrong guy. So Hashem told Moshe Benu, Hu yelochal elokim. This is Rosh Tevis. Hu yelochal elokim is the Rosh Tevis Hillel. Because that's Aaron. So Aaron already is a filter. The way of Aaron is Makarvan L'Torah. It's his Karvas, it's the Torah Shabbat Pad. That Moshe Benu, when they say the Mishnah, the Gemara and Eruvin, that Hashem first Moshe Benu taught the Torah to Aaron and his children. And that through Aaron begins the Hishtalsus of Torah Shabbat Pad. In such a way, who yelachal peh? But Moshe Rabbeinu can't communicate that the what he knew, he couldn't communicate in such a to everybody. That has to come through Bitzel Kel, through Bitzalel, through the Tzilolim that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is talking about. Because kach min hoga shloilam, because that's the minig of the world, and Hashem Baruch Hu wanted to create this world, and this world is the. The way of the Kotzke doesn't work in this world. It's unbelievably exciting and inspiring. But nobody can remember, nobody could even, if you ask somebody, sing me a Kotzke Nigin. What was a Kotzke Nigin? You know what the Kotzke's Nigin was? How was the Nigin? Sing a Nigin. How do you sing that Nigin? Kotzke's Nigin. So Yitzhak Vorka had Nigin. Naguna. Something else. Hu yelechal peh. That there should be a mouthpiece for the or of the Kotzke, the or of Pshischa. And if not for that, it would have been finished. There wouldn't be any Kotzke, there wouldn't be any Geh, there wouldn't be any Pshischa, would have been finished. There wouldn't be a Zeichel of that. And it couldn't be such a thing, because we need that to come to Mashiach. To come to Mashiach, there has to be such an or of Pshischa and Kotzke. But this is the minig of this world is that there. Shades and shadows and coverings and concealments. So Moshe Ben is the Mechshava. And that's why B'Shvil is the Amalai, but Sel Kel, he is the Gibamis, Il Moli had Sel, he has Shagam Ma'asi, if you say this is the Mechshava, he says, Oh, Mechnes had Din, Shana Olam Kedai Lezay, no Kedai Din, Shammai is Din. Shammai is the Olam Ha'Mechshava. Of the way things should be, of the ideal. That's Shammai. But in this world, we don't pass in that way. In this world, things have to go if you say the Hamaisi. The parents have to let the children grow up and to mature. And if your kid's not davening when he's six, you can tell him. If you can, daven. If not, okay, you daven when you want to daven. I'm not saying it's hefker, but it has to be with seichel. It has to be with tzel, with shade, shadow. You have a lot of chevra that, especially ones that didn't grow up in homes that were saturated with Torah and with learning, and but they became very, very frum some point along the way, you know, and it's just so, whatever happened, they came back here. And they want to have, like, it should be, like, the house should be like Moshe Rabbeinu. They don't want a Bitzalel kind of house. They want it to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. So they, you know, they don't have a natural way of raising children that are B'nai Torah and that are B'nai Torah, because they weren't raised that way themselves. So now that they became in Frum, they want it should be right away in their homes, the same way that it's like Moshe Rabbeinu should be Kotz. And they come with such chumras and such strong things, and the children, I don't think parents are crazy. The kids are not ready for such a thing. Which ain't in homes that there were Frum, and there was a lot of learning in Torah for generations and generations. Nobody thought that it was a big deal that a kid's 6 years old, he doesn't get up for davening. These concerns I'm not getting from the people that are coming from Duris of Limud HaTorah. I'm getting from the Bali Tshuva. My kid's 6 years old and he's not davening, because he's worried that, you know, that the kid's not going to be from. Or he's got some 8 year old that doesn't bench and he's nervous that his kid's going off the derech. Because the father doesn't know what the derech is. He's just trying to figure it out. But he knows there is some derech. And he only saw people that are already further along the derech. He wasn't in their homes to see how they raised their kids. And the way that you raise a kid is with shadows, with shade. B'tzal. Kach min hagel shel oil. It should be a normal house. And a normal house means leave the kid alone. Doesn't mean it's hefke. But don't get so crazy. Don't get so nervous. Nothing's happening over here. Kid doesn't get a fedav. He doesn't want to come with me for slichus. He's already 8 years old. So I had a father. So what kind of thing? Slichus 8 years old. Are you torturing? What are you taking to slichus 8 years old? He has to know what slichus he has to be able to. That's beautiful. The slichus is so beautiful. It's important for him. I said, it's important for him. It's important for him to play with Mickey Mouse and to go to sleep. It's not important to go to sleep. It's to be a normal kid. So a lot of the chevra that became very frum is like, whoa. Like I was, my wife and I always live. If you have a lot of this chevra, like in Woodmere, chevra like this, you could always tell, like when it's in the summer and it's 98 degrees, and there's a guy going with his kid in a stroller wearing a necktie and a hat and a suit, because he just put on his hat like a few years ago, you know what I mean? And he's not letting go of it because he's nervous that, like, what if my baby sees me without my hat and jacket? And he's really dying to put on a bathing suit and tank top, the father. But he became very, very firm. So he's walking around like, and I said, just take off your hat, what are you doing? You see, Abraham Kanevsky, he's always sitting with his towels cut, right? Because he's like so pissed that he doesn't have to do any of that stuff. He's just like, listen to his towels cut, I'm high. But everybody else is running around like, you know. So you get these guys, Mamish, in the summer, you see him walking around with a stroller, with a necktie like this and this. And so of course they'd say, but it's Shabbos Begotim, Shabbos Begotim. Shabbos Begotim, it's no seichel. But it's not a matter of seichel, because they're very, very sweet and they're very innocent and pure, and they're trying to do the best. But they just discovered the light, and they're shining it brightly in their lives. But they don't know yet the balance between tzel and the ar, the side of Bitzalah. How do you build a mishkan? You build a mishkan. Sabislach is the way to build a mishkan, very gently and very carefully. So have somebody will scream at the wife that he doesn't like the way the wife's shape looks like, too much like this or too much like that. These are many of the issues of what's going on nowadays. I mean, Baruch Hashem, these are in certain ways good problems to have. It's better than other kind of problems. But with children, it's not. It's very dangerous with children. It's very dangerous. So the guy wants to walk around sweating like that in the summer. It's his business. But as far as the children are concerned. Children. I always had this like little misunderstandings in shul because I have some of the very, very eager, some of the eager chevra that, so they, you know, they would want to do like a rikud every Motzei Shabbos, you know, after Maariv or something or before Maariv, and to do this and do that, and we should have a tish every and do that. And I said, no. Rebbe, where are we going tonight? I'm not going anywhere with you tonight. we're not going to the Rebbe this or to that. Said, no. I'd like to talk to my wife tonight, and have some ice cream, and sing some Lava Malkas and Mirrors. So they look like, you know, I'm like anti-religious. And I know all that stuff. I've been there and done that. I understand. Just take it easy. Take it easy. They all want to bring everybody wants to bring their little kids, their little boys with them. It's a shikul hadas, how and what and where. The Indian of Bitzalos, Kachman Hagashal Oil. To be normal. But the Rosh Hashanah wanted such a thing. The Fiseid HaMaisa. Shabom Meshutefes, Gam Midas Arachmim, Kdesh Yechoylem Lekabalas Oil. In order that there should be a Yechoylus to be Makabah the Oil. The Oil. Now, Mitzvah, what we're going to learn next week, continue next week, is how with this, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe explained what was happening in Eretz Yisrael in his time, and what's happening now in our lives. Erev Mashiach, Erev the Gula. The Tzalolim, the shade, the shadow, before Mashiach comes, is what we're living in. And we need to understand what is that. And we just, today we learned the Yisod, the Mishnah next week. We'll get to the Seif Ma'aseh. Shkai.